T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon, everybody. It is good to be with you. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. We did. Cornhole was a massive success.
Woo!
Still working on the numbers. Woo. Jeanine Kiesling, by the way, if I may, Jeanine Kiesling is a modern day superhero with what she does with that tournament.
Yeah, wings and a cape.
Yeah, because she's there before anybody shows up. And the reason I don't know how long cornhole tournaments go is because I'm usually not around at the end because I suck. And I'm usually not disqualified.
Double eliminated.
No, you're disqualified.
my lack of talent is a disqualifier. But Sarah, my daughter Sarah, and her boyfriend ended up getting fifth place. And her boyfriend's dad got second place at the cornhole tournament over the weekend. They weren't home until about 11:30 at night.
Woo!
Now, we were home about 8:15. But anyway, we're waiting on the preliminary numbers as far as how much money you guys raised. And thank you to everybody who came out. What an amazing event. Hats off to the Kansas City Fraternal Order of Police that helped put it on with us. And Jeanine Kiesling, who does just incredible work. It was a huge success, and we thank all of you for being part of it. We are following breaking news out of Missouri.
Yeah, just as we speak, some very chilling images are coming in from Minden, Missouri. And Scott, you look this up. Can you tell our listeners where we're talking, where this train derailed?
It is northeast of Kansas City, northwest of Columbia, Missouri. If you were to draw a triangle between and included Kansas City and Columbia, Menden would be the top of our
triangle. Okay. Yeah. So a young man by the name of Dax McDonald has just posted some of the first images minutes ago from this train derailment in Menden, and it is a full train derailment. The entire Amtrak is on its side. And I'm going to read what he wrote and then describe the images because they are harrowing. He writes, "The train that I was traveling on derailed on the way to Iowa near Menden, Missouri." And then he writes, "We are now being bused to a nearby high school. And several media outlets have already reached out, like, glad you're okay. Even CBS News said, can we use these images?" And let me tell you what we're talking about. If you can picture an entire train over on its side.
There's nothing on the track.
There is nothing on the track, and people are scrambling to help people out of the doors and the windows, which are now facing the sky. Right. The side of the train is sky up,
mm-hmm.
and people, passengers, workers, are trying to pull people out of what appears to be the windows, like lower luggage areas.
This is really rural Missouri, northwest Missouri.
Yes, and I don't know. My guess is, because he says they are being bused right now to a high school, I'm guessing there's not a ton of options in Menden, Missouri.
Population 163.
But we will continue to follow this. Even CBS News has replied to him, "Are you safe? Can we use these images?" Because you will see this on the evening news tonight. It's been a long time since we've had, since I recall, Scott, covering a derailment of this magnitude. I know there was a coal train in Lawrence a couple of weeks ago that was all jumbled up. Obviously, no passengers and spilled what appeared to be coal everywhere. But this is what appears to be a fully packed passenger train.
And it was en route to, do we know where it was going to?
Didn't Dan say in the newscast from Chicago to L.A., I believe.
Which would bring it through Kansas City.
Yeah, it would.
On the way out to Los Angeles. We will continue to follow this. We're trying to figure out if one of our partners is putting one of the helicopters up. And if they do, we will do what we can to provide the coverage. Somebody says, do we know how many cars?
A ton. Is there an average for Amtrak? I'm asking. I don't know. This is a long train. In fact, the picture he took, you can see like two of the compartments pretty well where they're trying to pull people out. And then just all the way as the eye can see to the horizon, way down, I still see cars. But it's impossible to count because the photo was taken at the front end of the train looking backward. It's not a side view.
I'm trying to see if there's an average of how many passenger cars are on an Amtrak train. How many passengers does an Amtrak train hold? This is just from the internet. We don't know the answer on how many people were on this passenger train, but it says vehicle counts can total 200 to 300 people per train, and this service helps passengers get to their destination sooner. There is one train apparently that goes between DC and Orlando that can carry up to 600.
Well, and you have to wonder, are more and more people using this mode of transportation, Scott, because of gas prices? Are the trains fuller now because of gas prices?
Well, I'm sure it might be, or because the air travel is, dare I say, a little bit unreliable lately. We had 700 canceled flights just yesterday. And so I would imagine that train travel, as ancient as some people probably think it is becoming more and more attractive with the price of gasoline and the uncertainty that is air travel in the United States today.
We will continue following the breaking news, and I do believe Channel 9 has their chopper up. Yes, they do. And so as soon as we get those images and more information, we will get to it. Phones are ringing.
Yeah, we'll take them, Sam, just to see. We don't know what's going on yet, and that is the hardest thing to say in radio or in media is that we don't know, but we want to be honest with you. There has been a major train derailment in northwest Missouri. This is northeast of Kansas City, northwest of Columbia. If you were to draw a triangle, Mendon, Missouri is the top of that triangle. And it looks like, based on the pictures that are coming in, that all of the cars of this train have gone off the track and this train is lying on its side. What would you say from the distance from the from the train to the track? Probably about 20 feet, 30 feet?
At least. And then there is a large set of tires. Scott, I don't know what that would be from, but
that would look like, and I'm just guessing,
a very large axle.
A large pickup truck. Yes. The back four wheels of a large pickup truck
are also pictured here. So do with that what you will.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We will try to bring you as much coverage as we possibly can as the information comes in. But we are following breaking news. A train, an Amtrak train near Mendon, Missouri, has gone off the tracks. That is northeast of Kansas City, northwest of Columbia. If you're familiar, I was looking at the map here just a minute ago. If you're familiar with Swan Lake National Wildlife Refuge or Swan Lake itself, that's the area where this is. Telephone number 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We are continuing to follow breaking news out of northwest Missouri. We were looking it up on the map, trying to give you a better idea of where Mendon, Missouri is, where this Amtrak train derailment has occurred right literally seconds before we went on the air. And I was making the reference that if you drew a triangle with Kansas City on the bottom left, Columbia, Missouri on the bottom right, Mendon would be the top of your triangle. Also, as Dana and I were talking during the break, it's just to the southeast of Chillicothe.
The Daily Mail, the Sun, international websites are now picking this up. And from the Daily Mail, multiple people are feared dead after Amtrak train, in their words, derails near Kansas City. Now, keep in mind, it's not right next to Kansas City, but for those, you know, who live on the coast, for those who are right. viewing this internationally, Kansas City is the largest city that people would recognize. Mm-hmm. It's near Salisbury in Missouri, with, again, multiple fatalities feared, with several others reported injured. And in one of the most recent photos posted, there are people with luggage sitting on top of the side of the car. As far as you can see, it's just luggage and people on top of the side of this train. And then there's a very interesting photo of four rather large tires and an axle, what is clearly some type of commercial truck. And yeah, you can just see the wheels of the truck.
If you think of those big work trucks that guys, and I'm by big work trucks, I mean big pickup trucks that, you know, roofing companies use or your remodelers would use. It looks like the back four wheels of a big pickup truck.
It looks bigger than that. Like maybe.
You think so?
Yeah, it could be like a box truck or something like that. It's definitely bigger than a regular truck axle.
Let's go to Steve in Overland Park. Hello, Steve.
Oh, you there?
Hi, yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Okay.
You there?
Okay.
Yes, go to Rod in Blue Springs. I want to know what Rod has to say. Rod, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I work for the railroad, and one of our Facebook groups saying that the Amtrak 4 hit a dump truck, that all three locomotives are derailed, and all seven cars are on their side, with multiple injuries and multiple fatalities.
When you say seven cars, because it's very hard for us to count these based on the angle of this photo, is it, describe like how when you say seven, just the seven, because this looks longer than that. But again, we can't really zoom in and tell.
Well, they might have other cars than the passenger cars, but this just says the seven passenger cars all on their side.
Okay.
And they'd be probably 80 feet long each, somewhere in there.
And then when you say Amtrak 4, is that just the name of the train?
Yeah, that was the symbol of the train. Yep.
And where would this you seem to have some knowledge about this, certainly more than we do. Where would Amtrak 4 have been going to, and where would it have come from?
It'd be going from the west to the east, probably from L.A. or San Francisco to Chicago area.
And would it have gone through Kansas City?
Absolutely, yep.
All right, Rod, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate
CNN it. Is now reporting 243 passengers on board.
This is from the Daily Beast. An Amtrak train, this cleared just 1 minute ago, an Amtrak train that derailed in Missouri on Monday appears to be, and these are their words, not mine, a mass casualty event. A passenger told the Daily Beast as he was being shuttled away from the scene on a school bus. Reached by phone, Ron Goulet of Flagstaff, Arizona, said he was uninjured and that the train derailed after it hit a truck. Quoting here from a shaken Goulet, who is from Flagstaff, Arizona, and was on the train, according to the Daily Beast, "They've got every rescue helicopter and crew here from every direction. We are in Sheraton County, Missouri." Continuing the quote here from Ron Goulet of Flagstaff, "The train toppled over on its side. Every seat was sold out, and they were packing people into the observation car because it was so full. There are plenty of people on backboards being taken away by paramedics." And that's from the dailybeast.com. It was published 3 minutes ago.
Another reporter from the AP is saying Amtrak's Southwest chief, and look that up. That must be the name of the train.
Okay.
Amtrak's Southwest chief was headed to Fort Madison on its way to Chicago. when it derailed in Missouri. Okay. And that's from the AP.
The Southwest Chief is a route.
Okay, thank you.
And it runs from Chicago to Los Angeles or vice versa. The Southwest Chief runs between Chicago and Los Angeles, though the vast expanse of the through the vast expanse of the fabled American West. Its stops include Chicago, Kansas City, Topeka, Dodge City, Albuquerque, Flagstaff, Los Angeles.
The Amtrak statement already. Reading here directly from the statement on Twitter. On June 27th, several cars derailed on train 4 traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago after striking a dump truck at a public crossing in Minden, Missouri at 1:42 p.m. There are approximately 243 passengers on board with early reports of injuries. Local authorities are currently assisting customers, and we have deployed Amtrak resources to assist. Additional details will be provided as available. Here's the problem, Scott. Local authorities, what if this is a mass casualty incident?
The largest decent-sized
where
city
is the
is
largest
Chillicothe.
Town? Is going to be Chillicothe.
Right.
Where is the largest level one trauma center?
Kansas City.
Would
or
be here.
Or Columbia is actually closer. I would assume that they have a level one trauma center. It's closer to Columbia than it is to Kansas City, but not by much. Some of the other towns around Minden, Missouri, and keep in mind, Minden, population 163. Moberly is to the southeast, but quite a drive. Chillicothe is probably the closest. And then it's surrounded by towns that you hear about on school closing lists.
Right, right, right. But this is the problem with a mass casualty incident this far away from the nearest population center, Scott. They say they're deploying authorities, and that's great. They're going to need hospitals. They're going to need transportation. And I just texted KU and said, are you expecting life flights from Amtrak? And how many life flights can you deploy and how quickly into one town so far away from a population center?
Let's grab Jim in Overland Park. Jim, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, bud.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, I was getting ready to watch it on video, and a friend of mine in La Plata, Missouri, that's the next station stop for them, sent me a message about them getting hit, and they said that it was running behind when they were on their way there, and that they still don't know how many people were in there, but they usually run this time of year with three sleeping cars, three coach cars, a diner, and an observation car.
And Jim, you had a friend that was on the train, are you saying?
No, I had somebody I know that was waiting on it at the next station.
Got it.
In La Plata. La Plata is the next station stop after Kansas City.
Got it.
And they were there, and they let me know what was happening, because I was going to watch it when it came into La Plata, and they were going to wave at me on the video camera.
I see. All right, got it. Sorry if we sound a little bit discombobulated here. We're just checking in with all of the different sources of information that have it. CNN has just picked this up.
By the way, there is a level one trauma center in Columbia, Missouri. That would be closer than
it would be closer
here.
For sure. Not by a lot, though, but Minden is closer to Columbia than it is to Kansas City, for sure. But it's still, I mean, it is, think Chillicothe when you see the weather maps on TV, if you're not familiar, if you're not from Chillicothe or the areas right around it. This is southeast of Chillicothe, I would guess 30-minute drive, 25-minute drive. I mean, it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere.
And I don't mean that derogatorily. I'm just saying, this is rural Missouri. Telephone number here, 913-586-7798. A story that is starting to gather and generate national attention already. CNN's just picked it up. It happened moments before we went on the air. An Amtrak passenger train has derailed northeast of Kansas City, northwest of Columbia, We are hearing reports, early reports, that there are, of course, injuries, as can be expected, but also reports of an unknown number of fatalities on this train. Quick break for the news. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments here in just a moment on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we continue to follow breaking news out of northwest Missouri, northern northwest Missouri. The town is Mendon, Missouri, M-E-N-D-O-N. It is a small rural Missouri town, population 163. And that is where an Amtrak train has derailed earlier this afternoon. By that, I mean less than an hour ago. Right as we were getting ready to go on the air, we got word of this. Here is the story from KMIZ out of Columbia, the ABC affiliate there. An Amtrak passenger train has derailed after hitting a dump truck in Sheraton County. Amtrak says in a statement that several cars derailed in Mendon, Missouri. About 243 passengers were on board. Seven of the train cars derailed, according to Angie Hushrider.
Yeah.
The derailment involved three engine cars as well. CNN reporter Pete Muntine posting on Twitter that Amtrak has confirmed a derailment. Again, also, he confirms 243 passengers are on board.
So we're trying to figure out where, when something happens and we have a mass casualty incident in an extreme remote area of America, who goes? Because there's not going to be anyone nearby that has the resources to handle this like you would near a population center, right? So first responders from several neighboring counties have been called in to help, and a Missouri Department of Public Safety spokesman says highway patrol troopers have been called in. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has confirmed that, quote, a large fatality event has occurred. They are now on standby. Other details were not immediately available. And we're trying to get a hold of this Angie Hutchrider, who is a reporter for the Linn County Leader, to see if she can get us more information. Mm-hmm. You know, normally when these large-scale types of events happen, you are much closer, at least within a quick life flight,
right,
to help. That is not going to be the case here, Scott. This is an hour and 55-mile drive, hour 55 from Kansas City, and an hour 30 from Columbia.
Yeah, it is in a very rural part of Missouri. You and I and the boss were watching video that is posted on the Daily Beast during the news break at the bottom of the hour, and it is video taken by somebody who was obviously a passenger on this train. Thank God they survived, but they're sitting on the side of the train, which is now facing up. Okay, because the train is now on its side. He has crawled through a window, sitting on top of the train, and as he pans around with his phone, all you see are people being pulled out of the windows of the train up on top, and the train is, to give you an idea of what kind of terrain we're dealing with here, is surrounded by fields on both sides.
It's just corn. I mean, as far as right. The eye can see,
so think
it is corn.
When you're driving down a county road in northern Missouri or southern Missouri and you see corn on either side of the road, that's the kind of terrain we're dealing with here. This is literally rural Missouri. And so getting people to the scene is going to take a little bit of time, and it's going to be difficult. Again, this is to the northeast of Kansas City, the northwest of Columbia. If you're really familiar with communities in that area, it is to the southeast of Chillicothe, about a 30-minute drive. Let's go to the phones. Doug in North Kansas City. Doug, hello.
Hey, I got a little bit of more information on that train that you're talking about. I was up in a place called Bosworth, Missouri. I just come home from there, in fact, and I saw that train come through Bosworth with two locomotives, a baggage car, and seven passenger cars. It was I'm guessing it was rolling about 85 to 90 miles an hour. Now, and that stretch, I'm retired from the BNSF Railroad, the track that train was running on. And the speed limit through there for Amtrak is about 90 miles an hour. Now, whether or not it was traveling that fast, I can't say. I don't know. But when I saw it go through Bosworth, it looked like it was rolling about every bit of 85 to 90 miles an hour.
And thank you for the call. We don't have any baseline to even understand if that's an accurate if that is an accurate assessment of how fast it was going. Is that normally how fast these things go? There's no way to know.
Well, he says he used to work. I mean, we can ask. Let me go back to him for a second.
How fast are they supposed to go, Doug? Because 90 doesn't mean anything to me.
He said the speed limit for those kinds of trains in that area would be about 90 miles an hour, right?
Correct. Correct. Wow. Normally, on most other lines, they do run about 75, 80 miles an hour. But on that particular stretch, due to signal equipment that they've got there, they can run up to 90 miles an hour.
Okay.
And also that Minden, that is about 15 miles south of Brookfield, Missouri. And another community that might be able to take emergency, like, you know, people that are hurt. They got Quincy, Illinois, which is about 130 miles to the east of there. And that might be another possibility where they might be taking some of the injured as well. So you got Quincy, you got Columbia, you got smaller hospitals in Brookfield and Chillicothe as well.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, you're right. That is out in the middle of nowhere.
Doug, let me ask you this. Yes. It says from the Amtrak statement that we know that they struck a dump truck. It says at a public crossing in Minden, Missouri. Explain, outside of the obvious, what public crossing means, and would there have been gates and arms and all of those things via federal law of some kind to keep traffic away from the tracks?
Okay, if it derailed right there in Minden, believe there is a crossing there. It does have mechanical crossing devices there, but I... Not being there, I don't know exactly what crossing it did this did happen at, but I can't shed a whole lot of information on that. No,
that's perfectly fine, Doug. Thank you, and we rely on our listeners for so much of this stuff. If you know what public crossing means in a very small town, I mean population
163
people. Do they base that on population size, I guess, is what I'm asking, where you get the crossing arms and the bells and the whistles and the lights in such a small community?
Let's go to Chris in Independence. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I have taken that Amtrak train several times between Kansas City and Fort Madison, Iowa. My mom lives 10 minutes away in a little town called Nauvoo, Illinois. That train would have been coming from Kansas City to go to Chicago. It was probably running late. Usually when I get on it, I get in Fort Madison well before noon. So it's not unusual for it to run late. So it would have been going to Chicago.
We've heard a number of people, hang on, let me interrupt you for just a second, Chris, and I certainly appreciate the information. We've heard multiple people say this was likely a double-decker train. What can you explain that?
Yes, there are two levels on those trains. Usually when I go to the upper level because it's more scenic. But it doesn't really track 36 Highway that much. It crosses it at one point. Yeah, and there are other towns around there. Chillicothe was mentioned, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Several others that probably could provide some assistance. But, it is very rural out there. You can't get any data on your phone, I can tell you that.
You can't what on your phone?
Like on my phone, yeah. I used to track the route as we're on it to see where I'm at. And you lose data for quite a ways, unless they've upgraded it since. I haven't been out there since the pandemic.
All right, Chris, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. We are continuing to follow breaking news out of Northwest Missouri. This is northeast of Kansas City, northwest of Columbia, southeast of Chillicothe, about 30-minute drive southeast of Chillicothe, where there has been an Amtrak train derailment. Apparently, this train hit a dump truck at a crossing, and the train went off the tracks. There have been reports, and I'm going to go back to KMIZ out of Columbia, and they quote the Missouri Department of Natural Resources confirming that this is, quote, a large fatality event. Their words, large fatality event. That is from KMIZ Television in Columbia.
I just spoke with Trooper Ben with the understanding that he's on the Kansas side. He said when there is a large event like the one we are talking about, that on the Kansas side, there are three life flight companies. And he did say with an incident this big, they would have been contacted. If they need the amount of support and resources right now quickly that we think they are going to need, there will be multiple businesses and agencies hopefully already in the air to go there and help. There are unconfirmed reports that we have two local first responders who just happen to be on the train, and they are helping in the rescue efforts right now, and we're trying to get more information about that.
243 passengers reported on this train. That's from multiple sources. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. If you can join us and help out, 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. We continue to follow breaking news. And let me correct myself. I keep saying Northwest Missouri, and somebody on the text line's right. It's more North Central Missouri. This is to the northeast of Kansas City, the northwest of Columbia, and southeast of Chillicothe, about 30-35-minute drive, where an Amtrak train has gone off the tracks this afternoon. It happened right before we started the show today. And we don't know exactly how many people have been hurt. We don't know how many people have been killed. There have been reports of a number of fatalities after this train hit a truck at a crossing. We believe it was a trash truck. And yes, as several people point out, this comes one day after three people were killed, two others injured, when an Amtrak train collided with a car in Brentwood, California, yesterday. This has generated national news attention. This is near Mendon, Missouri. M-E-N-D-O-N, if you're going to look it up, M-E-N-D-O-N. It's a small town, population 163. There were 243 people on the train. I was looking at Flight Radar 24, which tracks all the flights across the country, and you can actually see the helicopters on Flight Radar 24 in the area on their system.
So we made some calls during the break, and Life Flights are obviously private companies, but the state mutual aid coordinator is going to be the agency in charge of a disaster of this magnitude. It is under the umbrella of the Missouri Department of Public Safety, statewide mutual aid region B, and we are trying to get someone on the phone with them. Kansas City Fire has a technical rescue team on standby. Kansas City Fire Department also has strike teams on standby. The state medical director out of Columbia is your local contact, the closest local contact. But again, that's an hour 30 away. And Scott, is it showing the helicopters are there or are in route?
It showed one that was there earlier. It has left. And I see, just looking at flight radar 24, there's one helicopter flying away from the scene, two more flying towards it.
I just spoke with Life Flight Eagle. They have Life Flight Eagle 1 stationed out of Chillicothe. He said that there are a total of 8 aircraft servicing the derailment right now from different agencies.
Okay. I see. Actually, there are two flying from it, and another helicopter is heading in that direction, leaving from Kansas City right now.
8 different life flights, did you say, Sam?
8 different Life Flight aircraft. Only 2 of them are specifically from Life Flight Eagle, but 8 total aircraft are servicing the derailment right now.
Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Jim, hello.
Yes. Something that you also have to consider is who is responding to the accident, and they need all the support and help that we can give them, including staying out of their way. As a volunteer first responder, volunteer fireman, first, I've got to be able to get there, so the looky-loos need to stay out of the way. 2, almost anybody that's got a fire coat and hat that was a part of a volunteer fire department is going to keep showing up to there, so it will be manned and it will have a lot of people there. But you are going to be depending upon volunteers in the rural areas to take care of you in situations like this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you need to be really thankful for these volunteers and these people that look out after the others that we tend to care for.
Amen.
We need your help and support. And help and support means stay away. You don't need to be there unless you are going to help and qualified to help. So, but again, this is not the professional firefighters that's going to be there. It's going to be the volunteers there first. The others will come in later because they're farther away.
You're right. And I even asked Jim, I asked Kansas City Fire because, you know, they have technical rescue team on standby. They have strike teams on standby. I said, how will you get there? You are 2 hours away. And he said, we would drive. So Jim's right. They are a 2-hour drive away if we are dispatching teams here.
All right, let's go to Lucas, who is on the hotline. He is a reporter who is on the scene. He has just a minute to join us. Lucas
Geisler from Columbia, KMIZ. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, hey, appreciate the time. Yeah, I'm here just reporting here in Columbia, Missouri, certainly getting information back from our crews. They're on scene as well.
What are they seeing?
But yeah, happy to be here. Well, right now, just what we're seeing is probably a lot of what you're seeing right now on social media as well. It looks like what we've heard, 7 cars that have derailed. That comes from some folks over in Linn County, at the Linn County Leader as well. 7 cars that have derailed on the Amtrak, the Amtrak train there, the Southwest Chief Line going from Los Angeles to Chicago. Amtrak, as I'm sure you've reported here, 243 people on board mm-hmm. right now. And kind of the rescue operation, by the looks of it, is well underway, just trying to help all the people out there. The little bit of news that I do have locally here in Columbia is we've learned that MU Healthcare, who's one of the major university yes. hospital here at the University of Missouri, said that the 3 patients will be coming from there to Columbia for treatment. The extent of those people's injuries, we're working to find that out. But that's the latest news just as far as here in Columbia, what the impact is, and kind of showing really the wide impact that this is probably sure. going to have on the state over there in Kansas City as well as Columbia as well.
Can you tell us, Lucas, you guys obviously is the MU healthcare system. Do they have a level 1 trauma center? And do you
they
know
do.
As far as the life flights, are they coming from all corners of both states?
I'm not aware of if they're dispatching helicopters out to the area. We'll work to figure that part out too. I have to imagine that would be, that would be more convenient, so to speak, for everyone involved to have the helicopter there. And I can't speak for the other agencies or the other healthcare providers yet, but I do know MU Healthcare is going to be seeing some folks coming to Columbia to receive treatment.
Lucas, are your reporters giving any indication about the extent of the injured or the numbers of injured or possible fatalities?
As far as numbers injured, I think everyone's kind of still trying to get a sense of that right now. Really just trying to get a grasp on how many people might be hurt. The Department of Natural Resources actually called it a large fatality event to us when we asked on their response. Hmm. Now, how they quantify that, I'm not quite sure. Seeming to say, though, that they've gotten words that, I mean, that there are at least some people that have died in this train derailment. So, again, to quantify it, it's can't say yet. Just don't have that information.
All right. Lucas, do appreciate it from KMIZ. Thank you for your time and for your information.
Of course.
All right. That is Lucas Geisler with KMIZ. And I'm just using Flight Radar 24 as my source. Take it for what it's worth. But I have watched, and they track all the flights across the United States, I have watched two helicopters fly from Mendon on this radar tracker to Columbia, Missouri, and I count now 5 helicopters that have gotten in the air and have that are en route from Kansas City. 5 helicopters en route from Kansas City. We believe at least one of those may be a news chopper, so at least 4 of those would presumably be Life Flight or other sort of official help. Get to more of your calls and your comments here in just a moment. 913-586-7798. The news is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.